There's a simple question that I believe if you ask it immediately, it can truly help you have a much stronger 2021, even though there's only 61 days left. On this week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast, we're going to go there. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 50,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. This week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast is brought to you by our brand spanking new sales training program. We're going to be talking all about it at the end of the podcast. If you'd like to have a look at it right now, please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/get-started. Okay, so today it's going to be a short and sweet podcast, which if you've been following me for a while, we really don't do, man. We get a little long-winded here. At least I do. I'm saying we like it's a whole conspiracy. It's me. And for a lot of reasons, I want to keep it short and sweet today. I believe that sometimes the best lessons kind of stand on their own, right? We don't need a lot of fluff with it. A lot of splaining with it. This is a real simple one that we want to cover. And the other reason why I want to keep it short and sweet is because it's Halloween right now. And I want to be outside chilling out, smoking a cigar. I'm thinking about maybe a nice Irish coffee would do the job here on a nice New York fall day. So anyway, that's a long time for me to be dicking around and not getting down to business here. So there was a question that I came across on LinkedIn the other day. And sometimes we come across a question that we need to ask ourselves. And the question on the surface may not seem like much because our ego gets in the way. So what I'm going to ask you to do today, we've done this before if you've been following me. I want you to take a second and ask your ego to leave the room. I'll be glad to wait while you do it. Seriously, like, tell your ego to leave, because I believe the ego gets in the way, especially for us in sales, man. We have tremendous egos, and sometimes it gets in the way of the most important part of our day-to-day. You know what that is? It's the lesson, or the lessons that we could be learning if the ego doesn't get in the way. And the ego gets in the way, and it'll say, that's sales 101, or yeah, everybody knows that, or I don't do that, you know, that kind of shit. So you definitely want the ego to leave the room. So I'm over on LinkedIn, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, and Gary Vaynerchuk just put a very simple question out there that, you know, it was just very, very simple. It was like 2 days ago. But I'm going to go and translate it into the version that I would be asking yourself 2 days later, because it's actually a very time-sensitive question that I believe could change how you end 2021. More importantly, I can almost guarantee you, if you ask this question and take the action that I'm going to prescribe today, I really believe that it's going to change your 2022. And that's pretty important. So here's the question that I'm going to ask of you that I've ripped off from Gary Vaynerchuk. You ready for this? There are 61 days left until 2022. What are you going to do about it? Again, I might have caught some of you. The ego might have gotten in the way and go, are you kidding me? Is that the podcast? That's all he's got? Like, what, is he running out of shit to talk about or whatever? I mean, seriously, that is a really powerful question, provided your ego really did leave the room and you didn't just, like, BS me back to, yeah, my ego left the room. Meanwhile, your ego and you were sitting there giving me the finger, you know? Like, I don't see that stuff. But it's a really powerful question. And the question, once again, there are 61 days left until 2022. What are you going to do about it? Now, the first thing that I want you to do today, because I want these podcasts to become more action-based, And if you've been following me, especially the last few weeks, you've noticed, not only have I been talking a lot about your goals and how you should end the year, and more importantly, how you could set up 2022 to have a better year, you notice that I've been using this phrase a lot. And the phrase is, please stop consuming all these podcasts that you guys listen to. Now, that doesn't mean, okay, you're right, Paul, I'm out of here. No, I don't mean that. I want you to hang out with me. And I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't consume 50,000 podcasts. I love listening to podcasts, so I'm right in there with you guys. What I'm saying is, a lot of the time when we're listening to these, we're in the car, or it's in the background, or we're on the treadmill or the bike, or we're jogging, or we're walking, or whatever it is, or we're just in that mode of thinking, of just consuming, much like when we put on Netflix or Amazon Prime or HBO Max, we're consuming. And my message to you guys has been, stop consuming, man, and start with the action, right? I mean, yeah, you consume, but it's meaningless until you take action. So I want to take that question, and I'm not going to necessarily answer it, but I'm going to kind of guide you with a few more questions that I believe that can help you get the most of it. So, okay, the question is, we've got 61 days left until 2022. What are you going to do about it? So the very first thing that I think that you guys should do, I don't want you to make a career out of these questions either, because again, then you're just kind of dicking around and not getting down to business and, you know, getting on with things and maybe trying to turn the year around a little bit. More importantly, trying to set yourself up for a powerful 2022. So the very first thing you want to do is learn from 2021. And there's an exercise that I do with all my coaching clients. And we call it, actually, and we're going to translate it over to, you know, for our purposes today in a moment, but I just want to tell you the bigger picture so you guys can use it for more than just turning your year around and more than just, you know, setting up the next year. We call it the three meetings exercise. The three meetings exercise, and in this case today, we're going to call it the 3 years. Like, we're talking about three different years exercise. But the three meetings exercise, a lot of the time when I'm working one-on-one with my coaching clients, we'll review a meeting that they had. And I say, you know, let's do the three meetings exercise. First of all, the first meeting that we're going to talk about, what is the meeting with that potential client, say, that you had planned to have? Well, Paul, you know, I did this research. I knew some basic pain points, and, you know, I kind of planned on going into that meeting and talking about those pain points. All right, now then we talk about the second meeting. What's the second meeting is? What's the meeting that you actually had? Well, I had planned to talk about those pain points, and turns out a competitor was bad-mouthing us, and I now had to play a defensive game. And that brings us to the third meeting, right? Well, what, you know, what's the meeting now that you plan for a certain type of meeting? Then that meeting took a very different turn. What's the meeting right now as you look back that you really wish you had? Well, I wish I responded better to that whole thing with the competitor or whatever. So now we're going to do the same thing with 2021, and we're going to call it the 3 years exercise. So the very first, and we're going to marry it in with something else that I talk about here. I don't talk about it enough, quite frankly, but at the core of my methodology that I've created, right, whether it be in, you know, a coaching environment, or it be in one of the sales trainings that I do or consulting with companies, we call it the Accelerated Performance Framework. And there are three components to it. Number one, right? In fact, if you just write MIA on your notes, and I'm hoping you're taking notes right now, and I'm hoping if you're taking notes, you're not doing it while you're driving, because that would be crazy. So write down the letters MIA. M stands for your mindset. And, you know, it's self-explanatory. There's a lot more to it, but we don't have to go really deep into this today. The I stands for information. The A stands for, and I think it's probably one of the most important parts of the framework, the action that we're going to take. So M stands for mindset, I stands for information, A stands for action. So we're going to marry in two exercises here. 3-year exercise and kind of, you know, something we're going to do with this accelerated performance framework. Mindset, information, action. So I want you to look back on 2021. And don't you dare think for a moment that, oh, this would be best done in December. Well, no, then you kind of effed up, right? I mean, the whole point of this is that we've got 61 days left. I don't want you to wait till you have, you know, barely 2 weeks left. So what you're going to do now, look back on the year that you planned to have and just kind of identify. I plan to have a year where I ranked in the top 20 of these sales reps, okay? Or I plan to have a year where I had, 25%, and I'm not going to say 25%. That'd be idiotic in the year that we had this year, coming off of last year. Let's just say, I wanted 15% growth in my key accounts. You know, things like that. I had wanted this, or I wanted to, the year I had planned to have was to be promoted to account executive. Now, what you're going to do is, now you're going to look at that MIA and say, what was the mindset that I planned on having this year? You know, what was my mindset at the beginning of the year? Now, when you're looking at your mindset, you really got to look a lot at your attitudes towards certain things, because I believe our attitudes and beliefs, by the way, keep us from achieving things, and it keeps us away from doing some of the things later on in that accelerated performance framework, like taking action. Sometimes we don't take action on something because, we just go, I don't get LinkedIn. I don't get cold calling. Like, who the hell cold calls anymore? It's, 2021 going on 2022. Those are attitudes and beliefs, and they can be limiting. And I'll throw one at you that I'm really passionate about that I think is a shitty belief system. Those of you who think that Fridays and Mondays aren't productive to be, hitting the phones and sending out emails and stuff. I mean, so you're trashing 2 days a week, 100 days a year. Like, you don't think that takes a toll on you? Right? Yeah, no. Well, I'm doing stuff. I'm doing administrative stuff. So you're going to trash two game days a week? Like, instead of playing the game, you're going to be doing stuff like talking about the game, planning the game, updating your CRM so you could support the game. You know what I'm saying? You see how these things can get in the way of it. So look at your mindset. Look at, all right, well, I plan to have a certain type of year. Okay, did you take a good look at maybe some areas that you needed to improve upon in order for you to have the year that you wanted to have in 2021? For example, you might look at, in fact, I always talk about something. In fact, I want you to jot this down. Please write this down. I've been talking about this for probably 5 years, and it's a free resource I created for you guys. I created a checklist of skills that, we've looked at that sales rock stars possess. And, you got to kind of look in the mirror and say, okay, well, how am I at negotiation? Or how am I at time management? How am I at, keeping a positive attitude? How am I about, troubleshooting things when they're not going my way and turning things around? All that kind of stuff. Procrastination. The whole bit. So if you go to yoursalesplaybook.com/checklist, you will find a free resource that you could download. And there are 75 to 80 qualities of sales rock stars. Next to each one is little boxes, 1 to 10, numbered 1 to 10. And you can kind of evaluate yourself in each one of those areas. But going into this year, and I want you to be real honest, your ego has to be out of the room still. We haven't allowed your ego to come back in. Your ego can come back in. We'll have a tearful reunion later. But right now, you've got to own this. You've got to take your medicine here. And if, there's a shitty answer here to be had, then so be it. But identify it, and let's get stronger together, right? So the next thing, like I said, is that information. And information might be, all right, well, I need to evaluate the skills that I need to have, the skills I need to get stronger at, and even information in terms of learning about those areas so you get better at it. Taking a course, taking a webinar. I mean, every time I'm doing this podcast, I'm always telling you guys about a different webinar. I've been doing one every 2 weeks, the better part of about 7 or 8 years now. Right, actually, it's been about 9 years that I've been doing it. I do a ton of them. You know, so what were you doing in terms of information? And then when we look at the year that you had planned to have in 2021, and then most importantly, what was the action that you planned on taking this year? What was the action that you had planned on taking? Because a lot of people fail with goals because they just talk about what they want and they don't talk about the plan to get there. And even better yet, you ready for this? There are some people that actually have a plan on how to get to the goal, but they don't think about contingencies. They don't think about, what am I going to do if I get knocked on my ass, if I have a left hook? What am I going to do? What am I going to do when I'm getting a lot of rejection? What am I going to do if those three key accounts that I'm depending on, you know, they're just out of the picture, or they're not giving me even, you know, a third of what I hope they would? What's my plan B? So you need to think about things like that, right? Wouldn't it have been cool if all of us could have seen into the future and predicted a pandemic, right? I mean, that would make us like super psychics, right? And, you know, had kind of a contingency plan for that. And we've got to learn from that. You know, all of us were blindsided. So we've got to go into the year thinking, hey, there could be an FU waiting for us. What are we going to do to kind of get back on our game? So that's the first thing. What was the year that you planned to have going into 2021? And then use that MIA formula, right? The Accelerated Performance Framework. Next, what was the year that you actually had? Well, you know, here we are. I'm only X percent of quota. I'm only, you know, these things happen in my accounts when I hope that these things would have happened. Whatever it is, just have an honest evaluation of year and then kind of look at that MIA thing again. Okay, the year that I actually had, you know, my mindset at times was the following. You know, there was times I let negativity get to the best of me. There's times where I didn't have a thick enough skin. You know, there are times, and just kind of, you know, just evaluate it. And then, you know, information. Well, you know, I got to be honest with you. Looking back with the year that I actually had, there was a lot of times where people had on the team had sent me information that would have been very helpful. Like there was this really cool, and I'm making this up, there was this really cool cold calling blog post or podcast or whatever. And, you know, there I was and I got busy and I didn't do it, right? Action. What action do you think, you know, was maybe lacking that puts you right where you are right now going into year end? I mean, success leaves clues. But I don't want to say failure, but, you know, I don't want to do the opposite of success here and say it's failure. But yeah, success leaves clues, but also moments when we don't hit the desired outcome, right? I think it's a better way of saying failure because I don't really like that phrase in here. Failure to me is when we've completely given up. That is my definition of failure. There's just, you know, well, that's it. I'm tapping out, man. I'm not going to try. I'm not going to give a shit. You know, that to me is failure. But we really have to look at those three things or whatever. But now, here we are, 61 days left in the year. What is the year, right now while it's fresh on the brain, that you wish that you had had? What was the mindset right now, now that you're becoming hopefully a little more aware of those components that I believe accelerate our success? What is the mindset that you really wished you had this year? Maybe it was a mindset of humble student, right? Maybe, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, I get what Paul's saying. You know, maybe there was a few times when I said, I know that, and I missed the lesson. Maybe the mindset I should have had was being more positive and hopeful. And, you know, maybe the mindset I should have had was a do it today attitude instead of procrastinating all the time. But You know, I want you to think about things like that. What's the information that I wished I had embraced this year? You know what? Maybe I should have been listening to more podcasts that focused on negotiation or time management. Or, you know, I had planned on starting a business this year. I should have been listening to more things on startups, on being an entrepreneur, you know, things like that. And then last but not least, and again, I think this is really the most important component. A lot of people think the most important component is your attitude and your mindset. I believe that's the foundation. And you know, maybe we shouldn't be having a discussion about, you know, what's the most important thing, but you got to realize all the other things mean dick if you're not taking the action. I mean, I can have the best attitude in the world and say, you know what, everyone, I'm going to be, you know, I always use this analogy. I'm going to be an airline pilot, right? That's my mindset. You know, I'm going to be the best damn one you guys ever saw. Then I take information and I read every damn book on becoming an airline pilot. Would you guys get in the plane with me? Well, hell no. That would be, you know, suicidal. Why? Well, because you kind of miss the other component, like, you know, like flight time and taking action. So that action to me is what brings it all together. So you need to look at your year in that sense. But now the second thing that I want you to do now is think about what are some activities that you can start doing right now to finish stronger and actually get going on your 2022 goals, right? So this way you have a 61-day jump start. So one of the things we've been talking about, and this will be the third consecutive podcast where I reference this, is doing this concept of at least one action every single day that's going to move you closer to goals that you have. Now, I'm not saying you have to take every single goal. Say you have 15 goals and take 15 actions a day. You're never going to get anything done. Like, as far as, like, you know, your day job and shit, right? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about take one action a day toward a goal that you have. It could be maybe on the personal side, yeah, I want to drop some weight or whatever. So you know what? My action today is going to be I'm going to get my fat ass out of the chair and I'm actually going to, like, walk to the store that's just a few blocks away instead of getting my fat rear end in the car and driving. I mean, come on, man. So something like that. So again, looking at, just jot down a few activities that you can start to get going on. And what you can do next, and this is another thing we talked about, don't just talk about things. Like, if ever you have a podcast like this and just say right now, maybe I've inspired you and you're like, you know what? I agree with Paul. I want to get going right now. I've got 61 days to not only, you know, hopefully get this year to end on a better note, but to actually begin the new year with a 61-day head start. What you have to do when you have those moments is take out your smartphone and schedule the very first activity that you're going to do. And ideally, you do something that day. Because you know what happens? We all are well-intentioned. You know what? I love that idea, man. I'm going to do that thing. And you don't do it right away. Then all of a sudden, a million other distractions come your way. Think about all the emails and phone calls and things going on in your personal life. I mean, we all got this whole ADD thing going on. Then you don't do it. And then it just kind of, to me, it's almost like life, it's like the roaring rapids going past us. And sometimes there's like this little speck of an idea or a gold nugget that's just a little speck, but it's lost in these rapids that go whipping past us. And now they're out of our line of sight and we forget about it. So before that happens, what you have to do, like right now, is either take action right this second. And you know what? It's Sunday right now. It's Halloween. You guys get extra credit if you just do one damn thing toward making this year end better for you and beginning the year better. We're not talking about something that's going to take 7 hours. I call it a fire starter activity, something that just gets that fire going, man. It could just be a very simple thing. You know what I'm going to do? I realize that I am terrible at blank. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go online. I'm going to read one. I'm going to do a Google search on that skill. I'm going to read one blog post with the mission of finding one actionable tidbit in that blog post, and I'm going to get it on the calendar either for later today or tomorrow. But now, like I've always said to you guys, especially the last, this will be the third week in a row, when you got to schedule that appointment with yourself to do this, whatever this action step is. And when that little alert goes off, don't you dare even think about, not doing it. Think about it the same way you would a client or prospect appointment. You would never blow off that appointment unless something just truly unavoidable came up. And then you know what you'd do then? You'd be a grown-up, wouldn't you? And you'd say, I'm sorry, I have to reschedule. Can we please reschedule? And then you reschedule it with yourself. But don't ever give everyone else a level of respect that you're not giving yourself. Also, I want to let you know that this may sound very, very simple, what I pointed out today. But if you do my idea of taking one action every single day, and you start right now, 61 days left of 2021, guess what's going to happen? By the end of the year, you'll have 61 actions. This time next year, you will have 365 actions. 365 more actions than you have right now. Can you think of a downside to that? Because I can't. I truly can't. I can't imagine that you wouldn't be better off in some regard. So again, that's it, folks. Very simple. I want you to look at the fact and answer that question that Gary Vaynerchuk posted. You know, there are 61 days left until 2022. What are you going to do about it? But then you also want to learn, for starters, like one of the first things you could do about it, learn from 2021. Use that three meetings exercise. In this context, we're going to call it the 3 years exercise. We're going to marry it in with mindset, information, and attitude. What's the year that you plan to have? And, you know, what do you think your mindset was at the beginning of the year, right? What information did you look for at the beginning of the year so that you could have the year that you were looking to embrace? What action did you plan on taking? And it's okay if you write down, well, I didn't have an action plan. You know, I mean, face the music. And now you can say, okay, now I know what to do. Now I know what to do with my 61 days. But also look at the year that you actually had, right? What was the mindset that you think you had for 2021? What was the information that you were actively looking for during 2021 to get better and to have that year that you deserve to have? What were the action steps that you actually took this year to get better? Again, it's okay if you say, I did nothing. I did nothing but plan and wish and pray and say amen after every one of my goals because I didn't do anything and it was an effing prayer. It's okay to say that, provided you learn from it. Last but not least, what is the year that you wished that you had? Right now, what was the year? Right now, with just 61 days left, what is the situation that you wish that you were dealing with right now? Well, I wish that I wasn't behind on my quota. I wish that I wasn't so stubborn and thick-headed and even confrontational at times, right? It's okay to say that, so long as it's a learning moment. And as Tony Robbins would say, we want to use these things as counselors and not jailers. Counselors help us, right? We learn from a mistake. We learn from talking about it. A jailer? Oh, man, right? That just imprisons us. And if we're sitting here beating ourselves up, oh, man, I suck. Man, I didn't realize it until Paul pointed it out. Oh, my God, I'm terrible at this. I'm the worst. So I should never have done this. That's not productive. I think it's productive to have a very honest, you know, tell your ego to leave the room type of inner dialogue, so long as it doesn't jail you. Again, the reason why this is not going to jail you, and it's going to be a counselor instead of a jailer, is because we're going to develop an action plan based on this, right? That's part of the assignment here that you have. And again, that's it, folks. So before you go, I want to point out something to you. And again, I don't know, maybe you've been procrastinating on this. You've been listening to me for a while, and you're like, I like what he has to say. I like his style. I like the no bullshit type of approach where he's not going to be sitting here dancing around my feelings. The guy might actually snap me into shape here with sales. if you find yourself in a situation where you'd simply like to get better, either, you know, you find yourself when you did that exercise, man, I did not have the year I wanted to have, and I'm tired of the same cycle where I start off the year with piss and vinegar, not even 3 weeks into the year. Many people, it's within the first few weeks, sadly. I've already given up on my goals, and you want to get better. Well, then it's time to do something about it, and you might want to look into our new sales program, because what it does, it combines online training with one-on-one coaching, and you ready for this? Accountability. Because I think that's missing from a lot of coaching relationships, the accountability. And it's also missing from sales training program. Now, when I say accountability, I don't think that's the license for somebody to be a dick. I really don't. I'm dead serious here. I think accountability means holding someone accountable and having a grown-up conversation with them and saying that, okay, look, here are your goals. Here are the action items that you said you were going to do. It is now the second session in a row where you've done none of those things. We've got to get back on track, like that kind of thing. Or saying to someone, all right, listen, we've made the goals very clear for, you know, this relationship and what you want out of it. No problem. You know, here are some action steps. When do you think would be, you know, a fair timeline for us to have these action steps completed? Well, I think I can get them done by next Monday. No problem. So next Monday, you'll be sending me a report then, hopefully, and, you know, handing in this assignment or taking these action steps, right? Is that a fair plan? Dynamite. Then that Monday rolls around and you actually have to face that person and say, hey, here's the assignment. I've done it. I've taken the action steps. Then you get an attaboy or an attagirl. How cool is that? Or you get feedback on it. Hey, awesome job. Here are a couple opportunities that I think, you know, you ought to focus on here. Here's some additional things to make what you did, which was great, turn into all caps awesome. How cool would that be? Right? Or if you don't do the assignment, someone that has the balls to say, hey, you didn't do it. What are we doing here? You're not gonna have an amazing year this way. Let's get back on track. Snap out of it, right? In the words of the immortal Cher in the movie Moonstruck. Snap out of it. Except minus the smack in the face. Because some of you might beat my ass if I do that. So if you guys want to learn about this program and you're tired of not having the year that you deserve to have, and you actually want to do something about it, you actually want to finish the year stronger, you actually want 2022 to be one for the record books, then I want you to, like right now while you're feeling this way, go to yoursalesplaybook.com/get-started, all lowercase letters, all one word, yoursalesplaybook.com/get-started. With that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production.